what I really want to do now is take this, I mean, as I got into it, you know, last week it sounded like, you know, I really discovered something, okay? But I realized that, pretty frankly, you know, I took the challenge last week of going into it more, and I see, you know, we were talking about the difference in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Mishneh Torah in the formulation of the mitzvah, where the mitzvah is basically avodah, and is a chiddush in the Pirushim Mekubal, doesn't change the pshat in the pasuk, but just adds something and says is any separate unit tefillah, and that unit tefillah happens to be a mitzvah, and the way it's formulated in Mishneh Torah is the ki'ilu that the Pirushim Mekubal is mafkir, and it's only tefillah. It's Eizav Odeshev Leiv Zu Tefillah Shalom Yisrael. Okay, the other difference will come to later, but what I really want to talk about is take it a step further. Okay, we had something very interesting. Okay, and that point was we had Ulovdai Ivduhu b'sorosoi, ivdu b'mikdoshoi, ivdu b'tarosoi, ivdu b'mikdoshoi. So the Rambam says, klima, that to mispalel in the mikdosh and to od necha mikdosh, correct? Okay. The first point that I'd like to talk about is that Nircha Mikdosh was not only in Beis HaMikdosh, but is also in Mishkan Shiloh, Mishkan Gilgal, Mishkan Gilgal, Shiloh Beis Alamim. And which are also called Mikdash, as we said very clearly, it's called Mikdash because of the Rambam Beis Bechiris, my Rabbi used to bring the Raya. And then we brought the Rambam, and the truth is interesting, there's 2 days in Kesem Mishnah about how to interpret this Rambam, but I don't think it makes a difference. I don't know what he wants exactly, okay? Because it's v'chein tiknu in perik in perik aleph halacha gimel, he says just a very strange test of Mishnah, but I don't know. I'll tell you two things, but I think it all happens to be the same. He says like this. He says, V'yesh shemispal upon harbe. This is until Takonis Ezra. V'akol ho yimispalin. V'akol ho yimispalin. Nech hamikdash b'chol mokrim shiyye v'chein ho yadovo tomid b'moshe rabbeinu ad Ezra. So the 2 days in Kesem Mishnah is referring to the various places where the Beis HaMikdash was, or being in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so nanich it's the pshat being in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Okay, but m'moshe rabbeinu to Ezra, which way did they face at this Zman of Nevi Givon? They face Nevi Givon. You have to say that anyway. So, you know, what the pshat is this way, that way, the whole thing comes out the same way. Okay? So it means the mitzvah is to mispal Nircha Mikdash. Okay? And we said also that maybe Tfilas Keneged Tzmidin Tiknun, is an expression of the Yishev Avodah, and that's what the Ram puts in the Chos Tefillah, and all this is an expression in the Mikdash. Now, the there is something else here, okay? Now, the Rambam says in Mitzvah say hey, okay, ubir inyan ibdub mikdoshoy, he says in the Arabic, yani kitsuda le'atzlo'o, okay? He uses the word kitsuda, okay. And the interesting thing is, if you remember in Sherish Yudbeis, when he talks about what the mitzvah is based on mitzvah, he says based kitsuda. If you remember, we had a discussion about what that was, and the based kitsuda really is a matora for machshava, a kivur of machshava, the merkaz of machshava, that my mind is completely, captivated with the base of mikdash. It's kivur with that's where I'm at. And a kivur the tefillah then is an expression of the base ktsuda. It's yane ktsuda. That's the same exact word, correct? And so it means that it's not only a direction of prayer, okay, which is the word of kivla, which the Ram talks about Shechina b'mayriv, about in Pirush Mishnayis and Yuma and in Moreh Nevuchim, the Shechina is a mayriv. It's not only a direction, but it's something. Let's say, for example, someone who faces in a direction of Beis HaMikdash, but not engrossed and engaged with the Mikdash, he's missing the point. It's not the Kavanah, Mitzvah's Kavanah, to do with that, but is I'm engaged with the Mikdash, and then we understand a little bit more, Ivdu B'Mikdash, even be in the Mikdash, or Nech HaMikdash. Atat Nech HaMikdash, Ivdu B'Mikdash. It's not a direction of prayer, it's not Ivdu B'Mikdash. And the Diuk of Kitsuda is then very important, very interesting. I didn't see anyone pointing this out, but this is okay. So that's something new. Okay. Now, you also find in Mitzvah Chof the Nusach of the Mitzvah. In Sherish Yudbeis was based miyud, okay? That's the way Korach interprets the words, okay? That's what it says, based maksid, miyud, or it's a place that we focus our attention, okay? But even though in mitzvah, the kapach, the Kavona Meruva based Max is Merkaz HaMachshava Me'in Drisha. That's what he says there in Ha'or 87. You'll see in Kapach translation. Okay. Now, there's something interesting which, if you remember, also we had in Cherish Yudbeis. It's trying to put everything together. It says Vihi Sheyielo based Meyuot. So it means the mitzvah of being based on Mikdash is not the physical structure of building it, but its existence is also a mitzvah. Because the kiyum in mikdash, are to be derish the mikdash in tefillah, or maybe other things also. Now, in Mitzvah Chof, he says, Voloshin Sifri, Sholosh Mitzvahs Netzdavu Yisrael
b'shas knisos la'oretz limnus l'anum melech limnus l'anum beis ha'bechiro l'achriya zara shal ha'melech. Okay, l'maisa, the interesting thing in general here, he quotes this, the Sifri, even though it's in a Gemara, it's in Hedron Daf Chof, the exact same thing. And that's the Lam Kedacha B'Kiddush, because he assumes the Sifri is a Pirush HaMekubal, and in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Pirush HaMekubal is much more important for us than know that there happens to be a Drasha, or whatever it is. Now, what the Ram says in Mishneh Torah, in Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, then why is the mitzvah, what is the mitzvah based on Bechir? He says like this, Shalosh mitzvahs, the Tzavu Yisrael, B'shas Knisos Noretz, V'livnois based on Bechir, Shenema L'shichnois Siddushu V'os Hashom. So the question over here is, when we talk about L'shichnois Siddushu V'os Hashom, what is L'shichnois Siddushu? We always brought up that I'm supposed to seek the Mokum of Mikdash in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It was a process in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, after the Beis HaMikdash is built, is there also an inyan of the Shichnei Siddush of Asa Shama? Is there an inyan of Drisha Ototot Shichnei Siddush to be Derish the Shechina? Or it's only in the Etzem Beis? It's a very interesting question. Because the way it's normally flipped, okay, is that it's the way to find it, okay? The beginning of thinking about it, okay, is really two things. The lashon of both the mitzvah chav and the way he formulates the mitzvah in Sherish Yud Beis of Beis Makseid, the Elof Tia Pnia, that this is the Merkaz HaMachshava. So what's the Midrash? What does that mean? That's what it means, the Shechna Siddushu. Okay. Then you also see in the Gemara, almost tangentially, that there's an inyan of the Shechna Siddushu. Okay. The most in Hedron Yeral from the base, Tanu Rabbonon, a Ma'abu Mesashonim, El Yehuda, Vimubur, Begolu Muberes, Heid Hanani Isha Oinai, Imibur, Begolil, Eina Muberes, Omer Yehuda, Bered Reb Shimon, Ben Pazi, my time of the Hanani Isha Oinai, Omako, the Sichne Sidishu, Uvos Shabo. Called Richa Tederish Lo Yir El B'Shichnish El Mokoyim. That's Yehuda. And I once said that's the pshat why the Kriya is an Ori Yehuda B'Chobona, not in Stam Ori Yisrael B'Chobona, because the Kriya is on Chubim from Shechina, and there's a separate inyan in the Eretz Yehuda for Shechina. Okay, now, so if that is the case, then it's an amazing thing. Rushi and our base miyuad, it's a mocker for drisha, and the toch that the mitzvah from binyan amikdash is not only etzem binyan, but there's a l'shich l'sidusha. Okay. So if that's correct, let's take it a step further. When I'm facing the Mikdash, what exactly am I facing? Am I facing the Mokum Avoida, or am I facing the Shechina? What am I facing? What am I out to face? Okay? So let's take the Mokum Avoida. Laman of an Aleph. Ho yo'imi b'chutz la'oretz, yichavin es li b'knei Eretz Yisrael, Shem mispal lelecho derech arzem hoyoimi b'eretz Yisrael yichav nesli b'kenegi Yerushalayim shenem vispalu el Hashem derech ir asher bachalta hoyoim b'Yerushalayim yichav nesli b'kenegi Beis HaMikdash shem vispalu el habayis hazeh. hoy im be bayis beis hamikdash yichavnes li bekenged beis kodesh hakdoshim shnem mispala amokim hazeh. We say the poiches, achoya poiches, inside the thing, all this kashrut. Okay. Now, the Ram says in Perikei Halacha Gimel, Sumo, Umishalo Yochol Chavnes Ruchois, Vamahalach Besvino, Yichavnes Libo Kineged Hashchino Vyisbar. So I want to suggest that it's not stam, but that's what it is, and that's what Adi Shachar shows all the issue of Kineged Hashchina. So if the issue is Shechina, then you have to revamp and remap things, okay? Because we were always brought up that Shechina and Olam go hand in hand, okay? But then I asked you the question, Noiv the Givon, where the Olam was taken by the Plishtim after Churban Shiloh, so what's the scoop? Why are Noiv the Givon the direction of Tefillah? And what is the Shechina there? Okay. Then I ask a different question, okay? The Gemara says in Menachos, of Zion with Beis, what about the Hazos of Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim in Bayis Sheni when there's no olive? So El the Mikdash Sheni will have all of the Kapoyres Hochinami the Robert Hazos Omer Rabo Baulo Omer Kro V'chipes Mikdash HaKadosh Mocha Mokulish HaKadosh. Okay, so the question is, what about Noiv the Givon? Okay? What about Noiv the Givon? So, in fact, the Mikdash David points out there's an issue, what happened at Azos in Noiv the Givon, okay? Mikdash David in Kotchim in Simchat Chof. Okay, this discussion of Chaim about this, and he says that Noiv they did in the Piyashmum that they were Hazosh and Makoymoy. It's also good enough for Diavad, which is very strange because there's another Rav Chaim that says that his Vikash of Makoymoy doesn't have a minyan of Hazos, and the minion of Aboy Mishalosh Likuva in Yom Kippur. So I don't know exactly how you can do both of these two Abchaims together, but that's not my issue now, okay? But whatever it is, you know, there wasn't a discussion that there was no Avodah Shel Yom Kippurim, okay? So I ask something else. So what do you do with the Keteris of Naiv Lefnim? Because the Keteris of Naiv Lefnim, it says, it says the pasuk says that it says Eiror Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Davar Aaron Ochicha Al Yovo B'chol Eis Al Hakodesh Beis Lapor Al Pnei Hakapores Asher Al Ha'Aron V'Lo Amus Ki Be'Onon Eiror Al Hakapores. So if they're doing Kteres L'Chayra, you're talking about an Onon, okay? We don't know, is the Olam Makiv, is not Makiv. And you get the impression Tisefta that Noiv the Givon, Tisefta and Zvochim in Perek Yigimah, Ocha Yates, Eze Obama Gedoyla, B'Shas Heta Abomas, Oil Moi Notu, Kedarkoi, the Ein Olam Nosu Shom. So the Chayda was a Preches. So it means that Mokim, which was healed of Ben Akir, Shemen Akos, that mokum is a mokum from Shechina, even when out of Olam B'chal. If you're ready to accept that, then you can understand why Noiv the Givon should be a direction of Tefillah. This basically, I spoke to another scholar. No, he's, this
this person, he's working in Chicago. I asked him, because the Rambam in Moed Nevuchim and in Pirush Mishnayos uses a different word in Arabic when he talks about Shechina B'Maharav than he uses over there. They use the word Kibla, and Kibla is just a plain direction of prayer. And even the Muslim, they use the word Kibla for their direction of prayer, not for Yerushalayim, but wherever they direct their prayer. Okay, but it's a little different, because here he uses the word of Kitsud. Okay, and
Kibla means direction, or Kibla is
a direction of prayer.
No, but I mean it's the direction itself. It's a
word. The word in Murray the Rama uses for the father comes from the root of the Arab Kira. That is the word for the direction of prayer in Arabic. For instance, Muslim writers talk how Muhammad changed the Qibla from Yerushalayim to Mecca.
That's like we say Mizrach.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But the Rambam uses in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he talks about Elav Tiapnia, he uses Aslai. That's what he uses in Ketsuda. See, he suggests that Slai means metaphorically to look at or to think about. So it's also that I'm enraptured, captured, I'm mentally captured by this place. Okay? That's a very interesting thing. So, now, next. So you're ready, and it's an amazing thing. You see, we always, and this is an aside, nothing to do with that. You know, we talk about the Ramban and the Rambam, that the Kilu Ramban Chumash, the Merkaz of Mikdash is Shechina, and according to the Rambam we say that it's Kabbonis, whatever it is. And you know, and especially, you know, the Rav always in the Dayik that the Chayra Oroi is really not part of Mikdash, because not from the Kelim Ma'akvim. But I don't know if in any way it reflects on the Mitzvah Binyan Mikdash, because the Mitzvah Binyan Mikdash, according to the Rambam, is the Beis Ketzuda and the Aslai, the Elav Tia Pnia. And you're talking about enraptured, and what am I enraptured with? What am I focused on? Is the Shechina? I don't know if it makes a difference, because I don't know if the Olin plays that big role according to the Ram that we usually attribute it according to Ramban, which is interesting. Okay, now I want to take another step. Okay, what happens after Churban HaBayis? Okay. So we don't know anything with foolish. We don't know anything with foolish. But you would have said that it depends upon, since the Ram says in Perek Vov of Hilchos Beis Bechira, Halacha Tezayin, V'lo Mani Yoyimah B'Mikdash Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishayin Kitzur Osalov B'Kedushas Sharei Yisrael Le'in Shvi'is U'Maisus U'Kiyotu Lo Kitzur Osalov Okay. Again, to say Yerushalayim to Rambam that the Mikdash has nothing to do with Shechina is a little bit, you know, in other words, Bekdusha and the Shechina and the Betela. Ha'yoyim ha'shemois is Mikdashaychev v'yomu chachom ma'afu pishashaymim in Bekdushos and Ein Oymdin. Okay. See, even though I have a long discussion, I might have discussed this someplace, that Beis HaMikdash Bonnui and Beis HaMikdash B'chubonu is different. The Rav wants to talk to you about it. Don't make that mistake. It's not the same. It's a different Kiyum HaKrova. Therefore, there's no problem with Matomum, Kiyum Malkus and Matomum Bizman is there, because even though Makim Rashini Bayis, it's not the same. Okay? All said and done. So it means the Mikdash is not the same. It could be the Kiyum of Du Mikdash is not the same.
but there still is Shechina there, and the Chorich should still be direction, and I have a proof to it. Okay, we'll go back to this Chambal, because you remember the Ram says that direction of Tefillah was the Mikdash from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra. What does it mean until Ezra? Until Ezra was Misakin Tefillah, there was a Nuscha Tefillah and Zmanit Tefillah. Okay, when is that? That's the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Okay, so I ask a simple question: what happened after Churban Bayis Rishon until Ezra was Misakin Tefillah? And the Rambam clearly says the direction was Mikdash, so it means that's what it is. It's Shechina. Okay. That's like a whole new insight into the Idu of Mikdash and what's going on over here.
Isn't there an idea though that the Oren was Nignaz? So
that, okay, I'll tell you something. That helps, okay. That helps in Bayis Rishon at the end of Bayis, after Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. If you say the Rav has a deal in Rambam Perek Dalet that Yodua Shleimer Shosel Shleimer Bais Shabon Shleimer, the key is the base of Mikdash with the Olus. Okay, very. But it's not the Olus, not Mekaynus. It's more of a problem than Zoyis. Okay, all very very nice. Okay, but what do you do by Nevi Givon? Okay, you can play that out in Mikdash and say yes, 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 okay? Okay. See, I'm not even sure if that should make the Shechina Kotche Kotchim or just said the base of Mikdash is an Olur. Even if you accept what you say. I'm not sure about that, okay? Next. Now, there's another amazing observation that comes in. This, Imamish, hold up my hands and say, I don't know what's going on over here. Okay. So if you recall now, we said the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam in Sherish Beis, is Beis Makseh, Ve'er Tiyah Pniyah, okay, in Mitzvah Chof, it's Beis Avodah, and then Obolti Akrovo in Bo Avos Eish, and then he says Ve'ela Akniya. Okay. However, when you open up Hilchos Beis Bechira in Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Asay La'asa is Beis Lashem Muchon Lio is Makriven Boy Hakobonis Bechiring Me'elov Sholish Kom Basholish Nema Vosali Mikdosh. The Rambam is clearly, by omission, committed himself to something, that the whole issue of Beis Makseh and the whole issue of Eila Tiyapnia is omitted. Okay. So then I can imagine that therefore the Rambam quotes the din of the Sheikh and the Siddur only Hilchos Melachim, because really it's not Negeya, it's just the way that they were Kevei the Mikdash of Sholem HaYisrael. Okay, it's all very nice, but I ask myself, so what does the Rambam want in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah that he seems to say there's a deraisa din of Neuchach HaMikdash in Neuchach Givon? Because if the Shechina, there's Tachin Isher of Shechina, and there is a Mokum Shechina there, and that's the Duba Mikdash, I understand it. But if you're telling me that Beis HaMikdash is nothing to do with Elav Tiyapnia, Beis Makseid, the whole approach of Ktzei Nivdu B'Mikdashay becomes very strange. That's what I want to point out to you. I didn't say anyone asking this question, but you know, I'm not sure that's my problem here.
Okay, that's what I'm up to. And I think from where I got to, I'm allowed to say Tzorachim. And the God would be happy if we say Tzorachim, because it's time to get Tzorachim. Okay, now, next. Now, I want to even tell you. You see, when you open the Gemara Brachos, the Flamen Aleph, where the Gemara says Daniel was mispal at Psucha Chalunis Psuchos Yerushalayim, okay? Correct? So if you would have asked me, I would say, did it have Hamikdash, correct? It's not. It's a din tikkun mokin. That the mokin tefillah should have its chalunis psucha. It's not to do with din of Hamikdash. How do I know that? Because the Rambam in Perek Hei, halacha aleph, gimel, and vav. In the chus tefillah. Shmon and vav, tzorach mispal lizoye bohen, lasaisa. In mohoye dochuk oinenes, it's not ma'akfir. Amida, nech ha-mikdash, tikur ha-mokam, guf, v'tikur ma'bushim, v'tikur ha-mokam. Okay, v'chud ha-shvar. Okay. Halach ha-gimu. Nech ha-mikdash, keitzer, o yoyim v'chutz l'oretz, ma'az l'pon ha-pnei, p'pon ha-nech Eretz Yisrael, u'mispal, o yoyim v'Eretz Yisrael, m'chamen et pon ha-pnegi Yerushalayim, v'chud. Okay, v'chid. Then v'ibu k'nege shchina, shalom ha-Yisrael. Halacha vav tikun amokim keitzar yam amokim namuch v'yachs upon of l'keitzar v'soch liftoy chaloinos oy psochim kinegi Yerushalayim kidei lispal kinegdon shenema v'chavim psichon lei balise the dim psochim negid Yerushalayim. It's not the din of Nech HaMikdash, but it's not the din of Tikkun HaMokam. It's a very interesting thing. Okay. Okay. Last week we talked as a separate year from Tefillah, from Ovos Tikkun. Therefore the Rambam told me Ovos Tefillah, because that's nothing to do with Mikdash, nothing to do with Mikdash, and therefore the Rambam called Tefillah. Ovos Mokam, we spoke about it last week. Lemaisa, before we go on, there are basically maybe three differences between the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah and Mishneh Torah. Okay. One is the mitzvah basically Avodah, but if the Chiddush appears in Mekubal, it's also Tefillah. Or the mitzvah is basically Tefillah. That's our Mishneh, that's our Mishneh Torah, and the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah, the mitzvah is Avodah. Okay. The question is also, is there any time frame for the mitzvah? In Sefer Mitzvah is no time frame at all. It doesn't mention a time frame. And this will be very important when we get to the Ramban here in his Hasagas. We're going to negate it now. Okay? The Ram Mishneh Torah in Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is the one that says Kol Yom. Okay? In Sefer Mitzvah, there's no mention of Kol Yom, which will be important for us. Okay? When the Ramban is Masik on the Rambam about Kol Yoyim here, he quotes Rav Mishneh Torah. Okay, that's two. Three, I'll ask you, how am I Mekayim the mitzvah? Am I Mekayim the mitzvah tefillah, is it lave, or is it my vocal cords? Okay. If you open the Rambam in Hilchos tefillah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, it's the Eze Avodah Shebelave through tefillah. Om Chacham, correct? However, the Ram and Sefer Mitzvah is not like that. Because you open up Shur's Chi, you can open up the beginning of Shur's Chi, and you remember the Rambam differentiates and comes to the conclusion that there are four types. There are four types of mitzvahs. I do mitzvahs with four vehicles, okay? Sometimes I do it with my mind, okay, that's deis, intellectual conclusions, and then there's midis, okay, character traits, or whatever you want to talk about, okay. Then this pulis is also called amir or dibur, depending on your translation. I don't know if it's a big thing out, I saw different translations, but I don't know if it makes a difference, okay, pul or maisa, okay. And what did the Ram put on the amir and dibur? Tefillah. So I'm not sure, and you don't find
the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is quoting the drasha Eize Avodah Shebelezer Tefillah, which is a very interesting observation. I don't know what it means, but the whole issue of Yir Kedibur comes become a very important issue if you learn there's an issue of Dibur. Okay? On the Dreiser level. Okay? You know, you can quote the Gemara and Brochis from Eli and so the Noyes, you know, and the Noos, you know, there is an Indian from Dibur, certainly. The question is, you have no proof it's a Dreiser thing. You know? Okay? Now, that I think sums up the Rambam. I hope that they were important contributions. Because you know, I wanted to do this because everyone comes on Nochab. A lot of people say Shurim on the Rambam in Mitzvah. Hey, I just wanted to suggest there might be other things there that might not have been seen. Okay? Maybe I'm wrong. Okay? Let's say that. Okay. So, you know, frankly, that was my excitement here. I think that's one of the things that I really picked up on the Rav, okay? The Rav was always excited about discovery and creativity, and you saw, you know, and, you know, I think it tremendously affected me, okay? Now let's see the Rambam here in mitzvah. Okay. Now what I'm going to do first, okay, before I go through it line by line, which I think is also going to be interesting, I want to give you the overview. I want you to understand what the issues are, because it's also clear to me that people quoting the Rambam and the Davoni, it seems the Chinuch also seems to do it. Maybe I'm mistaken. I'll tell you my proofs where I say what I say. The question is, what's the Ramban's opinion? Or is the Ramban is not reflecting his opinion over here, but is just trying either, in one hand, to be the knight in shining armor to protect the Baha'i, and to disagree with the Rambam. Okay? So he says, at one point in his discussion over here in Mitzvah, he has this line: "Elavadai kol inyan atfila eino chayv klal, elohu mimidos chesed habore yisale olenu sheshemeya v'oina b'chol kareinu elo." It's a chesed, okay, which is very interesting. But when he says that it's eino chayv klal, you get the impression under any circumstance, and it's a very clear statement in the negative that there's no mitzvah tefillah. And you don't even know, and you know, push comes to shove, you don't even know there's a kiyum tefillah, because it says only chesed. It's eino chayv klal, you know, like he's banging it. You shouldn't say it's anything, you know. It's a very strong statement, okay? And then, when he says in Sefer Mitzvah, at the end of Sefer Mitzvah, you look at the end of Sefer Mitzvah, where the Ramban has his Hasogis and the Mitzvah and Loisus as Shoshach Rav, and after that, he has a Sikum, okay? He has up the summary of what's in the mitzvah leisa seh and what he takes out from mitzvah seh leisa seh. The ator in tovim koma shekosavnu b'dinim mitzvah seh tire shesolaknu mach mecheshboinu shalorav mitzvah seh. See, knock it out. And the way the world reads the Ramban, is he's ready to keep a tefillah beis sorah, which doesn't seem to be what the words say over here at all. In there, it seems to be, the Ramban seems to say, anyone understands what I was talking about, it's quite obvious to him that I knocked out mitzvah. Okay? That's pretty clear. However, it is true that this is not This is not the point of the chinuch. He says in mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel, V'oiva al zeh, in this mitzvah of tefillah, V'omad yoyim v'layla v'loy tefillah. Interesting that the Seder is yoyim v'layla. Okay. And it's the yoyim of mikdash. And maybe since the ibdu b'mikdash is chalashem v'deraisa, then maybe it might go after the day of mikdash. I don't know exactly, but it's just an interesting thought. Okay. Bitul asay ze kedas harambam umishet sauloi v'lekole el Hashem lehoshioi bitul asay ze kedas harambam. So the chinuch clearly learns the Ramban that he learns that there's a mitzvah say be'esol. How he comes to grip with the two lines I read to you before, okay, I don't know if that's my obligation to try to explain. I don't know if I would have interpreted those lines in that way, okay, because he knocks out mitzvah hey very clearly, and he says that this is a reflection of what he said in those mitzvahs. So it means if you understand it properly, you should have come to the conclusion anyway even without that line. Now, I just want to take another step and explain to you how the words, how the thought processes come over here. The Ika Kosuf, Uli Ovdi B'chol Levavchem, this is also part of the Ramban here. Mitzvah Aseh, Shetiye Kol Avodaseinu, Avodaseinu, Lekelius ale b'chol levoveno kloima b'kavona retsuya shleimoi lishmoi shleimo lishmoi b'ein hirra. We'll see about ein hirra later. Okay, b'ein hirra. It's very strange. Loi shenasa mitzvahs b'le kavona, and it's not the mitzvahs kavona. Oi ala sofik ula yesh b'em toelis. So the very important thing is, he says, Ika Kosuf. That the main thrust of this pasuk, even going to accept later a drosha, okay, of the Avadikim et Shem Elokechem in tefillah, and be ready to accept his deraisa, it's not Ika Kosuf. And I assume because of that, the Ramban is not ready so at this point to accept Bechlau as a mitzvah of tefillah. Okay? Because it becomes very strange. Because when you read the Ramban, you know, cursorily, you get the impression he's ready to accept that Vavaratim, he has one thing that Asmach, he's ready to say, no, it's a real drasha. Okay? So the question is, what happened to the mitzvah then? And why does he only suggest the mitzvah at the end? So what happened? At this point, he's not suggesting the mitzvah, correct? So it means, because it's, that's the deal, because it's the Ikar Kosuf. And that's what he goes out. Mashit droshu, droshu, b'sifri li'ovdu ze'a talmud ova achaz u'tfilo asmachtehi. Oloimet, now he's very careful. He says a word. Oloimet, and he's, mamish, it's unbelievable how meduktik it is. Oloimet, shemichlal lo'avoida. It's not the Ika Avoid, Ika Kosuf, but it's Mechlal Ho Avoid. So it's still a posh, it's not in the Yeramitzis. Even it says the Raisa. And here he has an amazing thing. Let me ask you how you read this. Oloima, she Mechlal Ho Avoid, she Nilmoy Teira, u she Nispal Eilo Beis Atzoros, v'tiyeno Einenu v'libeinu Eilo v'lebadoi, ke'eni Avodim, Eliyad Adonai. Okay? So, how do you read this? What's going on with Talmud Torah? Shenilmoy Batero, Shenispal Eilo Be'es HaTzorois, V'tiyena Einenu v'libenu elo levadai ke'ini avodim alei adonai.
So I would tell you, if you just tell me, stop saying learning Torah, it doesn't make any sense what the peculiar thing, but he's learning Torah be'eis soro, he's davening be'eis soro, and as an Eved who holds himself totally in his master, he's doing one of these two things. And it means that an Indian of Talmud Torah, not as a drasha, not as ikar cause of mechlal avodah. Okay? And it's only be'eis hatzalos, because not a mitzvah b'chol yom. Okay? And this he gains something, because all this kashya about Balkari and everything, it's since not be'eis hatzalos, you have no problems anymore. And Rabbi Yehuda could have gone 30 days without davening, Rabbi Yehuda without any problem also, because there's no set time. That's what he gains with all this. So it means that this hagosha, and this and Eved totally ba'adonai is that's an avodah, okay, of an Eved, and at the end he's ready to accept that she's part of minyan mitzvahs. But look at his losha mivnei shetzivo isano b'posik. What's that? Excuse me. He says. Oh, this, excuse me. I'm not sure exactly this new Indian of Avoida, okay? Machshav Ritzui and Shlema, the Kuchibrichu, okay? Whether that is a mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs, is not clear, okay? Be'ez HaMitzvahs. It says the mitzvahs. He said it is a mitzvah, correct? So it's only at the end he has a suffix about it. He says, Mivnei shetzivo yisar oposik b'chol levavchem b'in chodesh liyo yis kol ovel miyuchad eilov yis'ale b'in asiyas ha-mitzka she'pirashi tochet she'tok ma-mitzvah hazeis b'chesh b'ramach mitzvaseh. He's ready to accept it, but he says u'min atam hazeh etlo yimnu ha-mitzvah kolelas ha-kolelois ha-mitzvah kolelas mivnei shekvav nin rupuatam. He says maybe according to the Rambam, you shouldn't be minor because the mitzvah, which is clearly called Torah. So it means that's something, you know. When I do mitzvahs, I should do them with a kavod. It's not a new mitzvah, it's talking about doing the old mitzvahs. However, he has a tzad that it should be a mitzvah. For ulam, im chodosh, im chidesh bekfelon, for reisib bo inyan, roi limonis yimnu. If you hold that when you moisev an inyan in kfelus, there is a mitzvah that he has this inyan of machshava and kavona with suya and shlema takodesh baruch hu. Maybe it is a mitzvah. Okay. Then at the end he comes to a discussion. Ubeseif he says matzia this, but he says it's very careful. He says b'minyonei shel harav. What minyonei shel harav? It's not in his minyan mitzvahs. He's ready to say that I could have accepted the Ram should be moined. If you want to be moined mitzvahs tefillah and you're the Rambam, I would have framed it this way. But he himself never said it. And it's very meduyik. He doesn't say when he says his minyan, it's his minyan. He says the minyan shel harav. This comes out like a chinuch, but what can I say? V'im ula yiyeh medrosh b'tefillah ika. That is that he says that was ika. Now he's very careful. Before it was michlal. If it's michlal, it's really not a mitzvah. But now he's ready to say ika. So he says, if you're ready to say it's an ika, nimno eisim minyonu shalarav v'noima she mitzvah leis atzoris. But he's now reframed the whole mitzvah. Because if it's michlal, he's saying it's a hargosha of avdus be'eis solo, okay? That we're totally boy, okay? If the ika kosev is the chamitzis tefillah be'eis hatzoros, it means that it's an inyan emuna that I have to be mispalel and I have to believe that the rebbeinu shel the shmei tefillah.
I don't know if he frames this in Torah at all. He only framed it in Tefillah, which is a very different formulation that he formulated before the Mechal. He somehow thinks that if you have the original formulation, it can only be Mechal. But if you want to make it the Ika Kosov, it has to be a clear demonstration of Avdus, and that is that the Eved, not that he's asking God and knows he's going to answer, but he's asking God and believes that he's a Shmei Tefillah. And he believes that the Etzem Avoda is the demonstration that God is the Odri. That I believe that he's a Shmei Tefillah, and therefore I supplicate him. It's a very different frame of how you look at the Mitzvah Tefillah. Which I think is very interesting. See, but he says just to believe that I'm totally boy, Be'ez Soros, okay, and look at like the Talmud Torah, this, and I'm totally his chesed, that cannot be, you could only learn Kilo, that's a drosha, and it's certainly not a mitzvah. If you're ready to accept that the Abdus and the Adon Sheboy is that he is the answer and the final answer, he's the Shmei Tefillah, but he doesn't necessarily have to answer me, but he is the Shmei Tefillah, so then it could be Ikar Kosov. But he only said this in the Rambam, B'minyone Shel Harav. Okay. Now, next. That's what I would tell you, Arlo. Now, he does something else. It could be that what he's doing is a reflection of the psukim by Shlomo HaMelech. Because there's a line there about tefillah on the tzibur be'ez Soros, okay? But there's another pasuk which deals with the yachid. Ki yetzer loy oyevoy bi'eretz she'orov kol nega kol machlo kol tefillah kol tchino ashiye l'chol ha'odom l'chol amcho Yisrael asheyedo ish nega levovoi ufos kapov el abayis hazeh. And that's what Shlomo is talking about. That l'chol, that's what Rambam wants. That's what I would tell you, because he's not talking about the tzibur, he's talking about Yochid, correct? Because it says, L'chol Odom, L'chol Am Chisol, Ashi Ish Nega Levovoy. It's referring to an individual. And the amazing thing, which I'm just going to point out now, but we'll talk about it a little more later next week, is the direction from this is also Nechamipesh. Even though he hasn't said at all the Zivdu B'Mikdosha in the sense that the Rambam is Zivdu B'Mikdosha. And Derech Agav, Pashis in the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, I don't think he discusses, it happens to be that the Tefillah Be'ez Soros B'Shas Tainiyos happens to be Nechsa Mikdosh, but I would tell you it's only because encapsulated in the Tefillah Yitches, which is Neged HaMikdash. It's Chof Dalet Brochot, the added six brochot. Okay. But that the Zohar has to be Neged HaMikdash, probably it's a Meichet Eisei. Maybe you call it Tzukim Shalim, but I don't see in Rambam clearly it's true. Okay. The Tzukim seem to point in that direction. Okay. And the Sefer Maspik, the Avraham ben Avraham seems to say the Kol Tchina. any bakosha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mircham Mikdash. That's a very, very interesting thing. Okay? And it takes the whole frame of tefillah and what the Ivdu, I don't know if he's talking about Ivdu with Mikdash or whatever, but yeah, you have to see the Sefer Maspik, okay? Because if you look, and to bang this finally, the Ramban makes a point, okay, when he clearly says, here's a Ramban, another Ramban, okay, V'ato ani maschil leislame b'prote ha-mitzvos, before he starts the minyan mitzvah, the Ramban says, like, listen, look at his lashon. V'achshav ani maschil leislame b'prote ha-mitzvos v'eini mekabel atzmi lichtoiv el mashi yistapek b'minyan ha-mitzvos. Okay. V'tzoyni loyma shiye li b'dov ha-minyan acher zulosim minyan ha-shal ha-rav. What's zulosim minyan ha-shal ha-rav? This is the Chav's minion, and this is his minion, correct? Kegoy shim nehu zal dobo, ve'einenu etzli bo b'minion, ve'einu etzli bo b'minion ha-mitzvos, okay? But this minion shal rav. And l'choy, that's what he means, the minion shal rav. He's not saying that's his minion. He clearly differentiates it to. There's my minion, and there's the Chav's minion. And that's the choy, the icing on the cake, for my reading of the Rambam at the Ramban at the end of Mitzvah. Okay, now, we'll see a little bit more what the tefillah is, but the mitzvah from tefillah according to Ramban is the bakoshes. We don't know about Shvach Volido, because Nispal, it's all he says, okay, and we'll see even more here in Sheresh Aleph, that that's the case. Because the tzur from Avdus is not the tzur satfila that the Ram learns, but the issue of Avdus, if he's ready to accept Avdus, in the Ram's frame of reference, it's only that it ke'en a ever a tolib rabbi or the shemei tefila la alhamin, but it's nothing to do with the tzur satfila. Okay, I guess we'll stop now.